The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of Jesus and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Jesus said to them, "Doubtless, you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." Now, when the people in the synagogue heard this, all were filled with rage. They got up, drove Jesus out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went on his way. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So last week, I went to the ELCA Youth Ministry Extravaganza. And while I was there, I attended a couple workshops that were led by the ELCA Disability Ministry Team. And in one of these workshops, we started by talking about the importance of accessibility. Now, accessibility is important both in terms of space and experience. We need to have buildings and physical spaces that are accessible. For example, we might ask if there are steps leading up to our building, or if there's enough space between the sections of our pews. Is there enough space in the aisles to navigate a wheelchair or a walker? We also need to have experiences that are accessible. If we have a game night at church and someone with low vision wants to play cards, do we have a deck of playing cards that are in a large font that someone could read? What size is the font in the handouts that we print and distribute? Do we have things like fidgets available for those who just need to be able to do something with their hands while they're expected to sit quietly in the rest of worship? Do we find ways to make not just our building, but our experiences accessible to all people? In our workshop, the disability ministry team, they emphasize the importance of accessibility both in space and experience. And they emphasize the importance of accessibility to the sacraments, which unfortunately are often exclusionary simply because no one bothered to take the time to find a way to make them accessible. We talked a lot about the importance of accessibility. Accessibility for those who find themselves on the margins, because of the disability that they live with or the neurodiversity that they have. And then we talked about the importance of valuing every member of our community for who they are. That it's not enough to simply have spaces and experiences that are accessible so that people living with a disability can be physically present. We are also called to value the diverse experiences of those living with disabilities. Because our community and indeed our faith is enriched through the sharing of diverse experiences. So in our workshop, we looked at a scripture lesson. We looked at the baptism of Jesus. And we were encouraged to experience the text differently than how we may have done in the past. Our leader, he drew out a part of the text that talked about the heavens being opened at the baptism of Jesus. And for those of us who have full vision, our interpretation of that experience, the heavens being opened, our interpretation was very visual. We talked about clouds being parted to reveal a blue sky. Our experiences as fully sighted people, they informed our interpretation. And our leader, who at different times in his life had either very low vision or no vision at all, he described this parting of the heavens not through a visual interpretation, but through an audible one. What are the sounds that might occur? The rumble of thunder you might hear when the heavens are parted. He talked more about the feeling you might have in your gut at that sense of the heavens being parted. His interpretation of the text had layers to it that those of us who are fully sighted had never thought about before, because he had a different experience than many of us had had. His different experience, it drew out new layers of the text and this experience of Jesus being baptized. This exercise that we did was beautiful. It emphasized how these diverse experiences can enrich our interpretation of Scripture and our interpretation and experience of the world. Our workshop leaders, they encouraged us to see how the experiences of those living with a disability could enrich our community and our relationship with God. In essence, I think our workshop leaders, they were encouraging us not to love someone in spite of their difference, but to love someone wholly and completely for who they are. And I've been thinking about this workshop a lot as I've been reflecting on our scripture lessons for today. In our gospel, Jesus makes it very clear that God's favor has always been and will always be for everyone, especially those who find themselves on the margins. And Jesus' examples, these are people who are foreigners, people who are societally and economically disadvantaged, people who have such a severe illness that they have been excluded from their community. Jesus tells the people on the inside, those in the temple, he tells them in no uncertain terms that God's favor is accessible to all people without exception, especially people who found themselves on the outside. Jesus tells us that God's love is accessible to all. This text I feel so much like the beginning of this workshop I attended, led by the Disability Ministry, emphasizing the importance of making our spaces and our experiences accessible so that all people have access to them without exception. Just as Jesus teaches that God's favor is accessible to all people without exception. Jesus tells us that God's love is accessible to all people without exception. And as Jesus' followers, we are called to make not just our worship community, but indeed the entire world, a place that is accessible. In our reading from Jeremiah, it emphasizes how God calls a diverse people, how God values people who are different, not in spite of their differences, but for who they are, wholly and completely. Jeremiah says to God, "I am only a boy," as if that would make him somehow less than or unable to answer God's call. But God still calls Jeremiah. God does not wait for Jeremiah to grow up and somehow become a perfect adult prophet. No, God calls Jeremiah just as he is, for who he is. Because Jeremiah's different experience as a child is valuable. And his experience, his worldview as someone who is maybe different than those he is going to speak a prophetic word to, it informs his ministry. It makes him the right prophet for these people at this time. The fact that Jeremiah is different, it's a good thing in the eyes of God. And our reading from 1 Corinthians, it comes just after Paul's writing on the body of Christ and the importance of these diverse body parts. Paul tells us that each part of the body is valuable because it is different. We need these diverse parts in order to have a healthy body. We do not need our heart to pretend to be a lung. Indeed, we do not want it to. We should not wish for our foot to be a hand, to be something that it isn't. Every part of the body is valuable in its diversity. And we need that diversity. We need it to live. Siblings, we as people, we are diverse. We are different from one another, each and every one of us. And we need that diversity in order to live. We should not love someone in spite of their difference. We should love them for who they are, wholly and completely, and value the diverse experiences amongst us. Because that diversity, it will only serve to enrich our lives. And that diversity, it will help us to know God better. Because it is God who has created us as diverse beings, bringing different experiences and gifts to the table. It is God who calls us as diverse people to use our gifts, just as God called Jeremiah. My siblings, we as people of faith, we should not fear difference. We should value difference because God created us as diverse and beautiful. And listening to, welcoming, and valuing our diverse experiences will only enrich our lives and indeed our faith. So, whether this diversity is gender, sexuality, ability, neurodiversity, race, ethnicity, language, or much more. All of it is beautiful. And all of it is divine, created in the very image of God. We are called to make our house of worship and our world one that is accessible of the many diverse experiences of God's people. Because Jesus makes it very clear that God's love and favor is for everyone, especially those on the margins. And we are called to value these many diverse experiences because God created this diversity, and God loves it. And every single one of us as diverse people is an important part of the body of Christ. And our experiences, different as they are, they enrich our world and our faith. Siblings, our diversity, it is divine. And embracing that diversity, it can only enrich this world. Amen.